Let's go to Acts 18. I saw something here that blew my mind. Getting back to the healing thing, I've discovered something that has really helped me out. Now, some of you know I've had a few physical opportunities, and I'm really thankful for all you people that sent information, have been praying for things, and I am doing a lot better, thank God. And one thing I've found that really helps is I'm taking this stuff, liquid minerals. It's called colloidal minerals, and it really helps because I heard this guy, well, Kenny Hagar sent me this tape, and first I listened to half of it, and I said, oh, it sounds like the guy's nuts, and I just threw the tape on the table and ignored it for a month. And then I went back and listened to it, and I said, well, you know, maybe this guy's got something going here. And he basically postulated that, you know, when we grow our crops, we grow them in the same soil year after year after year, and these plants, they delete, as they grow, they pull the minerals out of the soil, and they, you know, we'll harvest that plant and plant another one there. And each time you do that, there's less minerals in that soil. We don't put the minerals back in the soil with those plants that we need to consume when we eat those plants. And as a result, we don't get the minerals in our diet. And a lot of the diseases people get are from actually mineral deficiencies. And genetically, we're capable of living 120 years, but people die off 50, 60, 70 years because we don't get all the minerals we need. Everybody's taking vitamins, so people get their vitamins. We don't get the enzymes we need in most of the food we eat, but your body can make enzymes, but your body can't make minerals. But if you give your body what it needs, it'll heal itself. Because the nature, in the manifestations, it said gifts of healings. That's the one manifestation that is a gift. And your body is designed to heal itself. And if you give it what it needs, it's more likely to heal itself. I've been taking this. It's helped me tremendously. And it's amazing. It's not a cure-all. You know, it won't get rid of your hangnails. Doesn't mean you can go out and drink too much and not get a hangover. But it does supply your body with what it needs to help heal itself. And it's very beneficial. Okay, I was in Acts 18, wasn't I? Acts 18:24. And a certain Jew named Apollos. Alexandria in Egypt was one of the great learning centers in the ancient world. They had a library there that was probably the greatest library, you know, it was one of the great wonders of the world in and of itself. It had books in there that somebody had proved centuries before Jesus Christ that the world was round. He went to a certain point in the world, measured the shadow from a stick, went to another point, and he had calculated within a 95% accuracy the circumference of the earth. And they had a translation of the Old Testament, the Septuagint. It was called that because it was translated by 70 people. And Apollos was obviously a very well-educated man, and he was very well-educated in the scriptures. It says he was eloquent. In other words, he was a good public speaker, not like me, you know, he was a really good public speaker. And mighty in the scriptures. And I saw something here that just blew my mind the other day. The word says he was mighty in the scriptures, but yet we read a few verses on, he didn't have a clue what was going on in the Holy Spirit field. Isn't that amazing? There's people out there that are operating genuine ministries that are mighty in the scriptures that don't know certain sections of the word. They don't necessarily rightly divide the whole word, but they're still operating genuine ministries. They're still mighty in the scriptures because what he knew, he was using to help people. He did the best he could to help people. That's really the boat that most of us are in. I don't know all the word. My brain's too small anyway, but, you know, we just do the best we can with what we know. And this man was instructed in the way of the Lord and being fervent in the Spirit. He was white hot with what he knew. And spake and taught diligently. He worked hard at it. Of the things of the Lord. Knowing only the baptism of John. Didn't even know about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he was teaching in the synagogue. And Aquila and Priscilla, when they heard him, they said, oh, this guy's a counterfeit. He doesn't know anything about Holy Spirit field. He must be possessed. He's a counterfeit minister. Let's mark and avoid him. No, they didn't take that attitude. You know what else they didn't do? They didn't say, well, he's doing real good. Why should we mess with him? We don't have to teach him what we teach. He's doing good enough on his own. We'll just let him keep going on his own. See, both those are wrong. What they did the right thing. They heard him and they took unto him and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. They didn't know it perfectly either, but they did it more perfectly. In other words, they taught him better according to what they knew, but even they didn't know the whole word either. The Apostle Paul didn't know the whole word. He was probably one of the greatest minds anywhere in the Bible, one of the greatest teachers, prophets, apostles, whatever you want to call them. But they expounded the way of God unto him more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass, then he went over and he taught to, he went from here and he went over and taught over in Greece somewhere, in Achaia. And chapter 19, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, that's where he went, Paul, having passed through the upper coasts, came to Ephesus, finding certain disciples. Well, whose disciples did he find? Apollos' disciples. And he said unto him, Have you lambanoed? And that word, the Greek word there, receive, is lambano, which means receive into manifestation. Are you operating manifestations of Holy Spirit? Is what he asked him. Do you guys speak in tongues? Do you interpret? Do you prophesy? Do you guys know about word of knowledge and word of wisdom? Do you have discerning spirits? Faith, miracles, and healing? You guys operate those? And he said, we haven't even heard that there was a Holy Spirit. We don't know nothing about that. And he said, well, what were you baptized unto? Oh, John's baptism. And then Paul explained a little bit about that. And he ministered the Holy Spirit unto them. And they, verse 6, and they spoke in tongues and they prophesied. And it's interesting that Apollos was white hot. He was a genuine man of God, teaching the word of God fervently, diligently. But yet when Paul came in and taught him the word more perfectly and taught him how to operate manifestations, that's when the word went over that part of the world in 2 years and 3 months. See, it would have never went over if they weren't operating 9 manifestations. That's how important it is to operate all 9. That's why we're some of the very few that know about that. And we need to communicate that. And the old adversary, he wants to shut us up. He wants to shut us down. Oh, we shouldn't teach anybody. Well, we need to teach people the Word of God more perfectly. We need to be that Aquila and Priscilla. Maybe some of you guys will even rise up to be apostles and prophets. But you know what? If you're not, you can still be an Aquila and Priscilla. You know what? And also, we're going to run into people that believe differently than we do. It's part of life. You know, we're going to run into good, honest, loving Christians where they believe a little bit differently. There's probably even some genuine Christians that operate genuine ministries that maybe even believe in the Trinity. See, somebody tried to tell me once that everybody that believes in the Trinity is a devil spirit. I don't believe that. Probably the guys that invented the Trinity had a devil spirit. That's probably true, but you can't say everybody that believes it. A lot of people believe it don't even understand what they're believing. And see, we can't get caught into that trap of 5 senses discerning the spirits. And automatic, somebody disagrees with it, oh, they're possessed. Oh, they're possessed. That's not discerning the spirits. That's just arrogance. Hey, I'm doing good. I usually have too many scriptures and I'm running out of stuff. Looks like I'm going to fit everything in. Gotta love it. another thing is you can't understand the Word of God without Holy Spirit. If you don't have Holy Spirit, the book, it's a closed book to you. You might be able, obviously you have to understand enough where you can get born again, but you're not going to really understand 9 manifestations. And you're not going to really understand the great things of the Word unless you have that Holy Spirit in you, unless you're born again. Because that's really who the Word's written to. It's not written to the unbeliever. There's small sections that address the unbeliever, but it's really written to the believer. And the Holy Spirit, and it's interesting, Mike was teaching. I think he was teaching about that section where Jesus Christ, it was Mike teaching, where he went and he read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, to preach deliverance to the captives, so on and so on. And you see several times in the early sections of several of the Gospels where he spoke the word with authority. That Holy Spirit within us gives us the ability and the power to speak that word with authority. If you don't have that Holy Spirit upon you, you're not going to speak it with authority. Let's go down a few verses more here in chapter 19. It's interesting, in verse 12, the temperature of believing got so big to the point where they just take something from Paul. They take like his handkerchief, or in our day and time, maybe they take his car keys, or maybe his pocket comb, and they just take it to somebody and they touch it and they get healed. That's the way the temperature of believing got to that point. But it was because they operated in manifestations of the Spirit that got to that point. And then in verse 13, there was these vagabond Jews, exorcists. They figured, well, we can operate manifestations of the Spirit. Problem is, they didn't have the Spirit. They wanted to operate the manifestation without the Spirit. It don't work that way. Any of you guys got cars that run if you don't put gas in the gas tank? you got to have some gas. They got to have the spiritual power if you're going to operate manifestations. And vagabond Jews, exorcists. See, exorcism is not discerning of spirits. The exorcists took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits. And basically what they did is they went, you guys all know the story, they went and tried to kick some devil spirit out of a guy, and the guy ended up kicking the tar out of them, and they ran out of the house naked and wounded because they didn't have any spiritual power. See, the name of Jesus Christ is not like abracadabra. Like Kevin was teaching, there's power in that name. It's above all names. But you know what? If you don't have the believing in the Holy Spirit, it's not there for the unbeliever to use. If some guy just body and soul says, well, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command this, it ain't going to happen because he doesn't have the spirit and the power and the authority to operate it. But we do. When we speak it, it's something happens. See, these guys thought, well, we can use the name of the Lord Jesus and kick out all these spirits. Ha, 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 we're cool. We saw it then. We saw David Copperfield, you know, make that car disappear on TV. We can do that one too. And they thought it was a magic trick or something. But it's not abracadabra. See, it's manifestations of the spirit. You got to have the power within. See, it's the external manifestation in the senses realm of the internal reality and power and presence of Holy Spirit. I don't know if I got that all worded right, but you know what? We don't have to word it all right. It's, well, according to somebody else's definition, you know, it's God's definition. That's what counts. I sure do like teaching the word. I get excited about this stuff, huh? Let's go to 1 Corinthians 13. Let's close up there. And you know what? Getting back to that incident about the Lutheran minister that was abusive and arrogant, you know, technically, he was right. What his doctrine was right, because he knew technically the word of God says that when a baby is born, they're born in sin. The reason is because they have the sin nature because of what Adam did. Adam gave over the dominion. It's in their blood. It's in our blood nature. You know, we can't help it. We're born that way. We, you know, and that if the it's a very simple answer. And if he'd known that answer, he could have just answered the question very simply. But see, he didn't know it. And you know what he did? He, instead of using the word to help people, use the word to hurt people. And you know why? Because he didn't operate it in love. 1 Corinthians 13, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not the love of God in renewed mind and manifestation without hypocrisy, and I am become as a sounding brass or a tingling cymbal. You know, if you can be doing all these things, and if you're not operating manifestations in the love of God, you're just wasting your time. You're just blowing hot air. If you're teaching the word and you're not doing it out of love, if you're not doing it out of service, you're not trying to help people, there's no profit. Because getting back to, remember that verse, Corinthians 12, for to one profit, you know, each of the manifestations is a unique profit. But you take the love out of it, there's no profit. You know, it's like going in business and say, well, we're going to go in business and print up Bibles and we're going to give them away. I'm not going to charge anything. Gee, wait a minute, we're losing $25 in every Bible. We're not profiting here. This ain't good. We're going to go out of business. We're going to declare bankruptcy. Well, see, God doesn't want his body of Christ to be spiritually bankrupt. He wants us to profit. So we have to operate manifestations, and we have to do it in the love of God.